Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Just the idea that the Mets now, look, they have the best record in the National League. They haven't even gotten going yet right now. They obviously lead their division in the National League East. Soto hasn't really made his mark on the season. Sean Manaea has yet to take the mound for the Mets. They're getting healthier. They could only grow from here, and yet they're still the best. They have the best record in the National League, which to me shows that they have closed the gap with the Dodgers. I'm not overreacting to just four games. I know it sounds like that, at least in part, but it's not that. It's that my feel going into the Dodgers series in the postseason a year ago, or where the Mets were as it pertains to the National League a year ago, is far different. As a matter of fact, even as it pertains to the Mets in the offseason. Coming into the year, we talked about, well, the Dodgers look unbeatable, well, the Braves, the Phillies, and the Mets would be, okay, see what happens, get in the playoffs and maybe mess around and find out. I don't feel that way anymore. I feel at the very least the Mets are on equal footing with everybody else, which to me makes them close the gap between them and the Dodgers.
I think last night was a real character win. You know, you're talking big picture, and I'll do that as well, but I think last night was a good character win. You know, you blow a save, you're playing the Dodgers, you come back. Alvarez, who's been scuffling a little bit, you know, a big knock, obviously, Lindor setting the tone early on with a home run. He's been red hot, six leadoff home runs, right? He's got, I think he's at six already. See, I look at the Mets, and I know that the Mets are good. How good? I don't know. But I also don't know how good the Yankees are, or even ultimately how good the Dodgers are with some of their injuries. I think they're still reading and reacting and piecing together, which is okay. I think you have to do that at this point in the season. So my question for you, big picture, sticking with that for the Mets here, do you think, what area, and I think it's a fairly obvious one, what area has the most room for growth for the Mets? It's got to be your boy.
Yeah, the lineup.
Okay, Soto, it's got to be spearheaded by your boy Soto. Okay, so most room for growth would be Soto. And if I said to you, and this is the money question for me, most room to retreat back to the means / regression would be?
Or you're talking about in general or a singular?
It could
player?
Be either one. It could be a group. It could be,
yeah,
you know.
I guess the fear would be the starting pitching.
Okay. I would probably put that there as well.
Alonso would be the other one.
Okay. Fair enough. So Pete, maybe fool's gold with the red hot start, maybe. And then the starting pitching, maybe being a bit overstated and based on usage or whatever, bullpen, however you want to frame it, could flame out a little bit and become a bit of an issue.
Now, just for the record, I don't believe that, but if you're asking me to pick something that could...
Okay. Yeah. No, I got you. Yeah. So if Soto represents, and that's the obvious, the most room for growth, and I'm going to agree with you. I'm not even going to go with Alonso because Pete's going to hit 35 or 40 home runs. I still think no matter what the average is.
I mean, the average, though, it was like 3-something, and now it's 284.
And it could it's dropping.
Maybe it goes to 250 or around its career average, but anyway.
Put it this way. I think it's going to drop to about 260 rather than go up to 315 anytime soon. Right. I think that that's fair. But the Soto growth and any possible anticipation of regression that comes with the starting staff, would that balance it out enough for them to still be who they are right now?
Yeah, and I think still get better because the way I look at the staff, while I have concerns, like we went over it, okay, long, big picture, what's something that would concern me? And my concern would be, is the starting pitching going to be able to hold up? Not meaning that is this fool's goal, but meaning that How are they going to be effective as they throw more innings and go deeper into the season? It's in part why I like the six-man rotation. I'm not a fan of six-man rotations in theory.
Nope.
I think for the Mets, it's perfect because it's going to keep these guys fresh. Senga likes the extra rest. Blackburn coming off the IL. You saw what he did yesterday. He's been on for a while. Clay Holmes converting from reliever to starter. Like, you want to keep these guys' innings down so they can be fresher. Not to mention Manaea, who I think is their best starting pitcher. He's coming back. You referenced this before. Weaver maybe gives him a little respite in the middle of the season, 4 to 6 weeks, with the Yankees losing their closer, Luke Weaver.
Yeah,
Weaver, he can be fresher. Well, Manaea hasn't pitched in 2 months to start the year, keeping him fresher down the stretch, where last year in October looked like he ran out of gas against the Dodgers. Montas coming back. So I think the Mets' rotation can get stronger when it gets healthier. And I think Soto's going to get going, so that's where I think they could take off and get to another level.
Okay, I think that you lay it out well. You know, give me, before we get back to the phones here, obviously, and have a little fun with some other stuff, I think that the expectation for Manaea is a very interesting one, because he's always been a good pro. Like, it's not like he was a scrub anywhere else.
Yeah.
He's always been solid, maybe teased with talents and didn't fully develop, but always stable and always pretty good and playing for some bad teams. And then he changed his windup, and for 18 or 19 starts, he looked like, you know, almost like a modified version of Randy Johnson or Sandy Koufax for a run here. So do you think there's a chance that the league has figured him out a little bit, or do you attribute some of the performances at the end of the season against the Dodgers more about just getting tired, or that they saw him and they figured him out a little bit?
I think he was more gassed at the end of the year than anything else. But again, with Manaea, there's no given. I think he's more what he was in the second half, figuring it out with the Mets and that arm angle. To your point, he was always good. The Mets took him to another level eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's got to stay healthy, and that's been an issue here. But when he comes back, I expect him to be near what he was atop the game.
Hey, by the way, we'll get these calls. We were telling you about Fanatics Fest. Me and Sal will be out there again. Last year was absolutely awesome. It's just all immersive. I mean, gear and cards and legends and athletes everywhere. Call the number 10 at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. Call their 10. Visit FanaticsFest.com. Full details. And to purchase tickets, it's going to be awesome again.
Looking forward to it. BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Paul is calling from Middletown. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi, Paul.
I'm good. I want to quickly compliment you guys, because since you guys had the shuffle with Tiki and BT moving on either side of the afternoon, I love it. I love you two guys together, and I love Evan and Tiki together. Like, you guys are really have a good chemistry.
Just talk more about us.
Get that out of the way.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Save the Evan and Tiki stuff for their show. Tell us how great we are. Okay. We appreciate it, Paul.
You guys, I think, are even better match than Tiki and Evan. Only because Evan's a whack job, but I love Evan.
Evan's a whack job. You listen to the guy that I work with? Yeah. Evan's a whack job?
Woo! Go ahead, Paul. Yeah, appreciate the kind words.
Thanks, man.
I was a huge fan of Bedingo and Roberts. Huge. Mm. Love those two together. And I think Tiki levels him out, keeps him honest. He keeps him from being too wacky.
Paul, do you want to?
Any thoughts on Pete Franklin?
Yeah, no. We appreciate the kind words. Trust me. I speak for everybody here.
Thank you. We appreciate
listening. Appreciate the kind words. Now, do you have anything to say about the Mets?
That was a great game last night. Oh.
Paul, if you want to talk about the fan, we could do that. I'm sorry, I misunderstood. It says here that you want to talk about the Mets and Dodgers, but
honestly, I was really called to compliment you guys.
Oh, that's nice. Well, keep going.
Because I really, really, I love the partnership. I love the way from you guys to Evan and Tiki.
Who do you love more, me or BT?
Ooh.
Oh, my God. I didn't think I was going to get this question.
Well, he asked it. You can answer it. You can answer it, honestly.
You can be honest. We'll be okay. Answer we won't it. Yell at your hang up, I promise.
Let me just say this, Sal. I miss you at night. Because, like, I put the fan on and I go to sleep, and I used to love to hear you at night. And I'm glad you're on days. It's a better lifestyle for you.
Sal, human idea. No, put him on at night, full sleep.
I'm going to need clarity, although I think
I used to put him on at night, full sleep. Translation, put me to sleep. With PT, I'm wide awake.
That is one thing. That is one thing.
I got my answer.
That is one thing I can confidently say I didn't do. I made sure to try to keep people up by yelling and screaming.
And without a cup of coffee going through your body, which to me is amazing. I don't know how you've never had a sip of coffee.
No,
I just don't get it.
No caffeine. Oh, natural.
No, I know.
What, dude? But he wanted to talk about the Mets Dodgers. Hop, what happened there? Was that a plan? It said he wanted to talk about the Mets Dodgers, and he was talking about the fans. Now, we appreciate it. Thank 100%. You very much. But I'd like to get back to talking about some. It's uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying?
It's not that uncomfortable.
I was hoping he chose you, and then I could have maybe had some
had fun a little
then.
Fun.
Yeah.
Well, he's a Mets fan, so I'm gonna say it's you.
I was saying
he's a Mets fan.
Yeah. I was saying in my mind, I'm thinking. You know, I said to him, "Oh, we're not gonna hang up on you or be rude." And then once he said you, I was gonna hang up and yell at him, but he didn't do that. We were just messing around. Thank you for the kind words. All right, Luigi in White Plains. What's up, Luigi?
Luigi.
What's up, boys? BT, Sal's, love the show.
Thanks.
Thank usual. You. What's up, Luigi?
BT, Sal's being a little cocky over there with the Mets. You know,
you know what I mean?
Best record in the National League, Luigi. Come on.
Yeah. BT, they think they're going to win the World Series already. Come on.
Yes.
Let's go. Win some more games. You're not worried about one over yet?
No, not worried at all, Luigi. We get a bad line
there.
Yeah,
it's not the best reception there. I can tell you that I know what he's playing things up by now. He's legitimately not worried about Juan Soto at all. He's not.
Well, why would you be?
Well, I mean, it is June.
Yeah.
And when I say worry, relative to a subpar first season, not like,
understood.
Oh my God, disaster, the next 10 years are going to be atrocious. I'm not saying that.
Well, I already think it's going to be a down year in accordance to what he did certainly a year ago and what the expectations were.
I wrote down something the other day. I asked Sal what he thought the batting average. Do you remember what you said?
No.
265.
Yeah, okay.
And as I wrote it down, you said, I was going to say 260, but I just threw in 5 extra points. Yeah, that's what you said the other day.
Think about it.
265.
He's got to raise his average 30 points, so that's a nice heater.
Yeah.
I expect him to go on that. If it's anything more than that, he is going to be on some impossible run here over the next, which, by the way, I think is likely. I went over this yesterday with you, and then I did it again on Baseball Night New York on SNY. There are reasons to why I do believe Soto is back. And it's not just about the results. It's, as a matter of fact, it's less about the results, more about the shuffle that you saw from him, the comments. You brought this up, and I thought it was an excellent point about him holding himself accountable after the Friday night games.
I think that's going to free him up a little bit.
Yeah,
I think that needed to happen.
Exactly. Once you acknowledge, you know what, I haven't been myself, or I'm struggling, but it will come.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That is acknowledging that there's a problem and also being confident enough to say it's just a matter of time.
Mm-hmm.
Then you saw the results, back-to-back games with home runs. I saw him firsthand as I was there in right field watching him have fun. And then the best part, my favorite part of this whole thing, because I talked about this weeks ago, if not months ago, I forget when it was now, but the Mets do that celebration where they pose for the camera after a home run.
Yep.
Andy Martino wrote about this with Starling Marte a few weeks back, forcing Soto to celebrate, saying, hey, this is what we do here, come on, do it. And you saw Soto do the celebration, but you could tell he was uncomfortable and didn't really like doing it.
Mm-hmm.
When he homered on Sunday against the Rockies, Lindor, and I give Lindor credit, he's the leader, trying to get Soto, all right, this is what we do, come on, man, go pose. And Soto didn't do it. And instead of that being a negative, I think it's a positive because Lindor tried to get him, but it's even more positive because Soto just said, that's not for me. You don't want to force him into doing something he doesn't want to do and make him uncomfortable. The idea is to get him comfortable so he could start producing and feeling like himself.
Mm-hmm.
And by him turning it down, to me, that shows that he's comfortable. And the results were there last night, too, with a double down the line and the walk as well.
Yeah, the only thing about that is I don't need him to do somersaults when he does well or to engage in, you know, choreographed celebrations. But he did seem fairly, what's the word? Like, it was fairly natural last year with the Yankees. So if he didn't want to do that last year, I would say, okay, I see a little more validity with that. Although you do want to let him be him. Listen, the bottom line is this. We can go in circles about Juan Soto. I'm watching the game last night. He hits a one-hop rocket to the second baseman, 109 miles an hour double play. I mean, literally 109 miles an hour, one hopper.
Yeah,
it's going to stop, and it's going to stop, and I'm going to geek out for 15 seconds because his expected on-base average, expected batting average, and expected slugging percentage is in the 98th, 91st, and 97th percentile. People can laugh at those numbers. People can understand them or not. What it means is what he's really hitting right now, he ain't going to be hitting for a whole lot longer. That's what that means. I don't know what to tell people. That's what that means. Now, it also means he's not a good outfielder, although he's been okay this year.
He's been fine.
And not great on the bases, whatever. The
still
hitting,
more bases this year, but well, whatever. Yeah.
He's got to contribute somehow. He's got to do a little something to justify the $900 gazillion. But the numbers, all the advanced analytics say he's knocking on the door, going bonkers. What do you want me to tell you?
Dan is in Smithtown. What's up, Dan?
Hey, Sal. How you doing, BT?
Hey, Dan.
What's up?
Hey, how you doing? Sal, I just had a question for you. Let's say the Mets don't win a World Series in 5 years, but the Yankees do with the moves they did without Soto. Would you feel that they don't want Soto, or would you feel that Soto would be worth the extra money he will get after the 5 years are up?
So it's a hard question, Dan. So I'm trying to understand it exactly. You're saying if the Yankees win the World Series within the next 5 years, but the Mets don't, do I look at the Soto contract as a failure?
Not so much as a failure, because, I mean, it's Juan Soto, but do you feel that with the money the Yankees spent, and let's just say they win a World Series, and 5 years are up where now Soto's going to be making more money,
right?
Do you think he's worth it keeping on the Mets? I know he's a great player, and he's a great option.
Here's why, Dan, and thank you for the call. The Yankees couldn't do what they needed to do to build a complete team if they brought back Juan Soto. The Mets are not going to be stopped by building out a team around Juan Soto because of the money. So I'm not worried about the money as it pertains to the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with the Yankees, and maybe it's because the Yankees also have Cole and
Rodon,
Judge and Stanton
now freed.
And Rodon. Right. Well, right. But I'm saying even without Soto, they still had they had big contracts tied up, and they continually reference the luxury tax and all this stuff. Steve Cohen doesn't care. Let me rephrase that. He does care to an extent. It's not going to prevent him from going all in if he thinks that there's a piece or two that he can go get to go over the luxury tax threshold, the Cohen tax, whatever,
mm-hmm.
because they have Juan Soto. So, and I firmly believe that it was the right move for the Mets to make at the time. I'm not going to deviate from that. That was the right move for the franchise. They needed a superstar. this was the right move. Even if the results bear out that the Mets don't win a World Series, but the Yankees do, I still stand by that Soto contract.
Okay, and I don't want to assume, listen, I know every diehard Met fan and probably even the diehard Yankee fans are piped in, but if you're just hearing this, I want to at least everybody to understand why the question has merit after 5 years. So, obviously, we know what he's getting this year. Next year, he's 51. Then in 27, he's 47. Then it's back up to 51. Then it's back up to 52. And then in 23rd, after the 2029 World Series, right? Soto can opt out after that, like A-Rod did years ago, and then resigned, obviously. Now, the Mets can negate that, and kind of like what the Yankees had over Gerrit Cole a couple of years ago, and they wisely said, hey, listen, go do what you got to do, but we're not going to tack on more money. But the Mets will be able to do that by increasing the salary by $4 million from 2030 to 2039. Okay, what does that mean? If the Mets don't want him to go, he's going nowhere. That they have full control if they're willing to pay a little bit more money. But in my opinion, because of the way, and this is a deeper discussion, but it's my reaction now. I think the best case for the Mets would be to win a World Series in the next 5 years, pay him all that money guaranteed, and then let him go. If he decides to opt out after the 2029 World Series, even if they're not in it that year, then I think that you've already paid for the absolute prime of his career, because I don't think he's going to age very well. And at that point, even though Cohen will spend money, I think you're better off taking the money that you have on Soto, let him go, and redisperse it in five or six different directions.
I don't disagree.
Become a better team.
I don't disagree with that at this point, but let's see what happens over the course of the next 5 years. What if Juan Soto goes out there and hits 35 home runs every year?
Yep. And maybe if he wins two World Series, a legacy Met. That's why I said it's a broad snapshot. There's definitely different rabbit holes to jump through that could force the answer to be totally different from what I just said. But right now, you know, looking down half a decade, Mets win a World Series. Juan Soto does well. Mets say, you know what? We're good. Business was good. He walks, and then the Mets take that money and they just build it elsewhere.
Devin Williams expected to be the majority of the time closed for the Yanks. 888-808-1019. Before we get back to the calls here, BT, the last caller talked about the Soto contract, right? And a lot of times you talk, is the contract worth it if they don't win this or don't win that? Well, let me ask you, from a Yankee fan perspective, is the Gerrit Cole contract worth it?
I will do that every single day of the week there. Yeah, there's no question for me. Yeah, 100%.
I mean, remember, their singular reason for bringing Cole here was to win a World Series.
Well, I would say the singular reason was to be an ace to put them in a position to win
a World Series.
And he did his job. He did his job. Now, he didn't do his job against the Red Sox in the wild card back in the day when he got knocked around here. But, I'm not saying that it's perfect, but the moment that he got here, he was a horse who took the ball 32 times a year, won a Cy Young, absolute rock star, Hall of Famer. Sucks he's hurt. He'll be back. Yeah, there's a gazillion out of a gazillion times. Been a great Yankee.
Now, I'm not saying that I wouldn't, because I would. I like Gerrit Cole. But it shows you that it's not always about the end game or the end result.
Mm-hmm.
Because the primary goal was that, the Yankees have been missing the pitching. They've had the lineup. It was to get Gerrit Cole. Now they have their ace. Go get to a World Series and win a World Series. And they didn't get to a World Series with Gerrit Cole until last year, when Juan Soto helped that cause along a little bit too. So it wasn't just like Gerrit Cole brought him there, but they got to a World Series, and then they lost that World Series with Cole being a big part of that, obviously on the mound in the game that they ended up coughing up there. So if you look at the contract and say, it's a lot of money, 9 year, $324 million to win a World Series. They've only been to one and they didn't win one. A lot of people could say that that's a failure. I would not, the same way that I would say about Juan Soto, even if the Mets don't win a World Series. Yeah, overall would the, certainly for 15 years, but whatever it may be, 9 year period, 10 year period, would it be a failure if the team doesn't win a World Series? The team would have failed throughout that decade, but it doesn't mean that the contract is necessarily a bad contract.
I understand what you're saying. I get it. I mean, listen, to me, what it is just more of an illumination of the poor job in certain spots that Brian Cashman's done. An inability to surround not only Gerrit Cole, but Aaron Judge with talent that is worthy of getting to and consistently, vying for championships outside of last year, which, unless they do it again this year, will prove to be a bit of an outlier a complete outlier. But I'm looking at it right now, and, you got my answer. I love Gerrit Cole, but just want to see exactly. First year, fourth in Cy Young, second year, second, third year, ninth. Next year, he won it, and now obviously, and then last year, wasn't eligible for a whole lot, but he was obviously very good when he came back. Most of the numbers were still on par, a lot of strikeouts, only 95 innings. So, it would have been another top three, top four Cy Young finish, and you know, if they could catch a ground ball, or if Rizzo handled this job at first base, or if he covered better, whatever. If Jazz makes that play at third, or Volpe makes a better throw, who knows what we're talking about. But, I mean, Gerrit Cole, to me, is a great Yankee.
I noticed it right there again. You did.
I did say it. I don't know why.
You think Booty says Jazz
or
Jazz?
I don't care,
Jazz?
And I don't know what he says.
Hoff, who is the Yankees' third baseman tonight?
Jazz Chisholm.
Roscona, who is the Yankees' third baseman tonight? Likely third baseman?
Jazz Chisholm.
BT?
I mean, everybody messes up on his last name. I'm the idiot who messes up on his first name. One Jazz. Syllable. Why can't I say that right?
You get the yips with it, too.
I do.
I know.
I don't like to admit that. Maybe I have to own the yips here.
And then that's a first step, acknowledging it.
Steve Sachs, Mackie Sasser, maybe some putting issues there. Yeah, the yips, I do.
Jazz.
Don't know why.
It is so funny. Right,
and I didn't say it before.
No, I know, because you probably weren't thinking about it, just came to
but
you.
But I wasn't thinking about saying it wrong. Like, I think the yips are born out of a fear of failing.
Right.
Like, walking up to a 4-foot putt, oh my God, I'm definitely going to pull this to the right. Whereas, and they always say, like, when you're...
Don't pull this to the right.
Yes. That's what they always say. When you're lining up a putt, don't say, don't be short. Reinstill the power of positive thinking by saying, get there. Like, something that's positive, not with a negative connotation. So, when I'm about to say Jazz's name... I'm not quickly in my mind saying, don't say Jazz.
Right.
So I don't know that it's a yip as much as it is I'm just an idiot. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how else to
do that.
That's where we're going with this stuff here.
BT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's Sal just that. On the Fan. 888-888-1019, the number to call. Danny's in Nyack. What's up, Danny?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for taking the call. Big fan. It's a beautiful day, and the Mets are in first place in the National League. I mean, let's go. Can't get any better than that. I wanted to talk about, Sal, you brought up a point earlier about the pitching rotation and worrying about Clay Holmes and all these other guys going deep into the season. But we're in a great spot because we have Sean Manaea coming back. We have Frankie Montas. I feel like we don't need to rely on those guys to take us to the postseason or be in the postseason because the rotation gets short. We, you know, you see like three or four guys in the rotation in the postseason. You put Clay Holmes in the bullpen, et cetera. So I feel like that's not something that we should really worry about. Once, you know, let them take us there, and then once we're there, we'll have the guys in place to hopefully get us to the World Series. But
I'm not worried about it, Danny, and thank you for the call. What we were talking about is potential concerns down the road. You know, as you see right now, the Mets are the best team in the National League. Sure. Okay, well, what can potentially be a problem moving forward? And my concern is even less about the starters because you just mentioned it. We talked about it. When getting two starters back, they're getting two-fifths of their starting rotation back before the year started with Manaea and Montas coming. Like, these guys were penciled in to be top starters in that rotation. They haven't thrown a pitch yet for the Mets. That's going to help take those other depth pieces and make a six-man rotation, put a guy back in the bullpen, lengthen everything out for the postseason, give them more insurance. So I'm not worried about that, but there is something to be said about the unknown with these guys, with the innings limit and how effective they could be down the stretch. So the Mets should be fine as far as, you know, the rotation goes, BT. But it is a thing that's an unknown where we saw it rear its ugly head last year. They kind of ran out of gas against the Dodgers.
And if you run out of gas to the point, you know, here comes Manaea. I mean, Montas, you know, less faith for me. And I would imagine, you know, most baseball observers don't have a ton of faith. They don't really know what Montas or who he is at this point. And because he's been banged up, I mean, how much work has he actually gotten in the lab? Although I do think the lab is more, you know, metric and analytically related. And I think, like, they look at, like, usage rate. This, listen, we talk about the lab. To simplify it for a second, what the Mets have effectively done, forget about RPMs and spin, forget about that stuff for a second. They basically looked at the least effective pitch that all these pitchers have, whether it's a show-me changeup that they throw 2.1% of the time just to have some variance. They're like, don't waste your time. Get rid of it. It's not effective. And now let's throw your better pitches more, which is very simple and basic. But it's actually quite smart because it's counter to, like, I think pitching, and I think deception, and I think portfolio. And if I know that you have three pitches, excuse me, versus four pitches, to me, if I'm digging in the box, I think I would be less sure of what is about to come my way if I know you're going to throw four pitches. But if the fourth pitch stinks, you're better off throwing the other pitch with more frequency. So that's what I think that they do there. Quick one for you. We do the odds with the Knicks before they got bumped here. Would you like to have the updated World Series odds, which I have in front of me? We have not done this in a while the Yankees and the Mets.
How many teams you give me?
I got them all.
The top five?
I want the top five. I want you. Let's see if you can hit the order.
Dodgers?
This dropped yesterday morning. Yes. Dodgers are one.
Yankees?
At plus 260, by the way. Yankees are two at plus 550.
I'm going to say the Mets are third.
No. Ooh. The Phillies are third.
Oh!
It's close at plus 850. Would you like to go with the fourth one?
I mean, I would put the Mets third. I'll go Mets fourth.
I was going to say, think of it from a betting perspective. Probably somebody from the American League just based
Tigers.
On the... It is the Tigers at plus 9. And the Mets are tied for fourth with the Tigers at plus 900.
Okay. So it's Dodgers, Yankees, Phillies, Mets, Tigers.
Tigers and Mets tied, yeah. Right. Same thing, yeah. I'm going to put the Tigers first.
You could put whoever you want first. I would not put the Phillies in there.
That's interesting to me. That's interesting. I think the Phillies are pretty good. I mean, you're sleeping on the Phillies.
The Mets swept them.
The Mets swept the Yankees last year. What did it mean?
Well, and the Mets beat the Phillies.
You always tell me that. What did it mean? It means nothing.
But the Mets beat the Phillies in the postseason last year.
That means something. That's true.
So off of the postseason win a year ago, and then this year, where you think if the Phillies had some sack, like they'd punch back and be like, all right, this team ousted us last year. Nope. Instead, they come in here, they get swept by the Mets. I know that they're good. I'm just telling you how I feel. I'm not even worried about them at all.
Well, listen, I'm going to meet you halfway here. I don't put a lot of credence, not that you don't enjoy beating the Mets in the Subway Series or the Dodgers or the Red Sox or whatever, these measuring stick games. Of course they are interesting because it's a long race here. I put more stock in if a team just seems to have another team's number. And right now, it seems like the Mets have the Phillies number, the notebooks.
Well, that's a great movie, too.
I liked it, but it's not one of the first ones I would reach for.
Did you cry during
that? I definitely did. No, there's no doubt I did. Come on. Yeah. And I don't want to cry anymore. That's why I don't love it anymore. Like that.
Who wants to watch more uplifting?
Well, who wants to be sad?
But you want to be have the emotions tugged at, right?
I do think it's good to get that every once in a while. We watched something the other day, real quick aside, and it was I don't remember the name of it. And it was about, it was about a country western singer, like real life. How am I forgetting the name of it?
Johnny Cash?
No, not Walk the Line. No, not that.
That's a good movie.
No, this was more like a religious background to it, like where his girl got cancer, his wife. And then she died, and the guitar that was passed down to his dad, it was I'm sitting there with tears in my eyes with the kids and my wife. So that is good for them to see that once in a while, because it does show you the realities of life sometimes. And I think it also gives you a deeper appreciation for when you do have things pretty good. But I don't want to be overrun with that stuff. It's just depressing, man.
The Notebook one is, that's a tough.
It's tough.
It's a tough watch because it's so, like, real.
Uh-huh.
You could feel it. Uh-huh. Oh, man. That's my wife's favorite movie. It's a chalk favorite movie for, you know, most females.
Yeah.
And men.
I would agree.
Women and men like the movie. But, you know, a lot of, you know, even before my wife, like, girls that I date love that movie.
Mm-hmm.
The Notebook. Anyway, what were we talking about?
The Notebook.
You left your notebook.
So I have several notebooks. I'm a big notebook guy. But I guess when we did these at the stadium on opening day, I have since changed notebooks here because I ran out of room.
You want to do mine and wait for tomorrow to do yours?
I could do that, and I have to find it somewhere in my own because I saved my notebooks. Okay, so we had five each.
Yeah.
Last year, by the way, you haven't paid it off from last year yet.
I've been waiting to pay it off. I mean, I think it's...
We won't waste the audience's time again when we're going to pay it off, but I did win last year, so everybody knows I won last year. That's why I said it.
Yeah. Who cares about the payoff?
We were supposed to do it when we went to the Mets-Yankee game.
Well, he wouldn't do that. He wouldn't put on the Soto Yankee jersey.
And somebody else wasn't there.
Well, I understand that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm well aware that I had to bow out for... What?
I don't even remember what we're talking about.
Remember, you're like, there's no way I'm wearing the Yankee jersey to the
stadium.
I wasn't going to make you do that. So give me the five that you have, and let's get a little update here.
Austin Wells was my first pick, over 17.5 home runs.
He's almost halfway there. You're good.
He's got nine.
You're money.
I'm watching. All right.
Boom, that's a win.
Second pick, Lindor over steals and home runs.
He's got 11 steals and how many home runs?
10. What does he have?
I believe they're in the neighborhood of 21. What was the total over-under?
53.
You're in pretty good shape right now.
Okay.
I'm going to give you three quarters of a check there. That's pretty good.
Mets over 90.5 wins.
You're definitely going to get that.
Yanks over 88.5 wins.
Oh, you did take the over. Not a hater.
You know the one I'm looking bad on right now, the last one.
Jeez, what?
The last one, Soto.
Soto, Mr. Soto?
Soto OPS 945.
The irony. The only one he's going to get wrong is the guy that he wants to be the right on the most.
Long way to go here.
Boy, do I like that sequence.
Long way to go here, but... Wells is good. I mean,
you're golden with Wells.
I don't know about golden. It's June 3rd. An injury could happen. That's all. I feel better about Lindor. I feel better about the Mets and Yankees win total overs.
Oh, the biggest lock is the Yankees 88.5 over wins. And then I think the next best lock would be the Mets win totals.
90.5.
Then I would say the Lindor total.
Right. Then Wells.
Then Wells.
And then Soto. Still possible.
Keep telling yourself that.
It's still possible. But either way, still I take possible. A 4-1.
Yeah, that's a good start.
Yeah.
Now,
get ready because I'm going to make you pay it off.
I know I did Yankees over. I did Mets under.
No, you couldn't have done the Yankees
over. No. Well, then I did Mets under.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Ooh, that's a head-to-head loss.
I know I did something with Judge favorable.
Yeah, probably.
I got to look it up there.
We'll look that up tomorrow. Right. Speaking of Judge, by the way, before we get back to
the
calls.
I may have done Devin Williams saves.
Well, now you
maybe we need Luke to stay hurt here.
Break right now. 888-808-1019. Before we get back to the calls here, do you see Judge that it was in the Post yesterday. He never...
About the hotel?
Yeah.
For those who didn't see it, go ahead.
No, Judge is saying on the road he very infrequently will leave his hotel room because he's too recognizable. That's got to be a rough lifestyle, man.
Now, he's not at some Fleabag motel. He's at, you know, a 5-star platinum, Four Seasons type where there's, you know, massages and steam rooms and... You know, amazing food to order in, and I'm sure he gets a suite where he's got, you know, multiple rooms. But, yeah, that's got to get a little lonely.
The quote was, that's why I don't leave the hotel. He's talking about his height being so noticeable, and everybody, they think he's a basketball player, then they put two and two together. Quote, that's why I don't leave the hotel for the most part. I got a job to do on the road. I try not to explore too much. I can do that when I retire and check out these cities.
It's my guy. Locked in.
Just part of what happens when you play for the biggest franchise in sports. I know, but it's so restrictive, and... Like, look, I know he's making hundreds of million dollars. We get it. But still, dude, traveling on the road is a big part of a 6-month baseball season.
That's true. Well, but half the time you're not traveling.
Yeah.
So it's 6 months, half the year, and then half of the 6 months you're playing in the Bronx and you're living at home with your wife and baby.
I love staying in. I'm all for the hotel, but I would feel restricted. That's got to be when you can't go anywhere.
Well, without, hold on a second. He can't. He chooses not to. I mean, A-Rod. Now, social media was a little different, but yeah, there were pictures of A-Rod in Central Park taking the sun. I mean, A-Rod was always caught there. Whatever he was doing in Toronto with the stripper, he was always getting pinched for something. So, Alex, yeah, he was looking for it. You're right. Alex was obviously very different. I don't know that you could be more different, A-Rod and Judge, in terms of personalities and what you're craving in terms of spotlight. But he chooses to stay in. A-Rod, it's not like anybody ever attacked A-Rod. I mean, he went out all the time. Derek was probably somewhere in between, go out for a little low-key dinner,
yeah,
you know, make his arrangements, and go back to the room.
I got to be honest. I'm totally relatable to Aaron Judge because when I travel to Giants, it's the same way. Like, just go to the hotel. You sleep. There's a ton of food there. You can go to the gym if you want. You don't have to leave the hotel area. It's perfect. You just relax.
Okay, do you ever go to the gym, though?
No, but I'm just saying, there's enough to do in the hotel, and the room is perfect. You don't have to move.
Right, but
great views.
But part of the appeal, for you, that's great because you get an escape from the wife and kids. Like, all kidding aside, it's like, oh, just give me this room
I was
going to
say that. Go ahead.
Spread out in the bed. No, you get all the food. Your boxes on, you're good to go.
That's true.
But if you're Aaron Judge, and you get all this money, and you got the world at the palm of your hand.
You probably cherish those quiet moments more than me. Because... you know, this is our job, so speaking publicly is what we always wanted to do. But he's got to talk to the media multiple times a day. He probably enjoys some solitude.
Right, but you don't think he'd want to go out and explore the nightlife? And
think he doesn't seem like that kind of guy, no.
Young 30, go out for dinner at least? You want to go out to dinner? The guy can't get a coffee without getting mobbed for pictures. Well, and
maybe he's overstating it a little bit.
No, I don't think so, BT, because he is so recognizable because of his height and because of who he is. He's not just a ball player. Like, I'm sure Francisco Lindor and Alonso or so, like, whatever, pick a guy.
Blend in a little bit more.
Well, they're famous ball players. I'm sure they get noticed, but not to the level
of
Judge.
What does LeBron do?
I don't know. It's a great question.
I
would think probably not go out as much.
He's always out.
That's a tough...
Seems like he is.
Would you trade your freedom, I guess, for that lifestyle?
I've said I'll keep that to myself.
What? Well, no, let's not get into that.
Yeah,
LeBron's
He goes to a lot of parties.
Some of the parties he likes to go to.
Oh, yeah.
Allegedly,
get it.
Yeah. Get some freak offs going on.
Okay, whatever. I'm not familiar with that. But would you trade
neither am I.
For that level of fame and money, would you trade your freedom? Like, I don't think I'd ever want that. I don't need that money. I don't want that level of fame. I'd rather just be able to go live a normal life.
Okay. All right. I mean, well, hold on. So you went to the Garden for a couple of Knicks playoff games.
Yeah.
You didn't walk around in complete anonymity.
Yeah, but I don't. But
I understand you're not getting besieged like Aaron Judge would or Pete Hoffman, of course, on the road with the Giants. But no, it's not like you. And when you went to the Soto game at the stadium, it's not like you walked and not one person said, "Yo, Sal." So you are exposing yourself to it without a $300 million contract.
But it's just a different world. Matter of fact, one moment where I was like, I was feeling the nose hairs. I was not picking my nose, but I was just getting out of my car. We pulled into the parking lot.
This is at Yankee Stadium?
No, at Citi Field.
I got you.
And I'm like, just feeling my nose hairs. You know, sometimes you get one in there and you're like feeling, it's just like a habit.
Sure, it wasn't
and
a snot?
Like, so, no, definitely was not a snot. No pick. Definitely no pick. If it were, I would admit it. Not a big deal. And I'm thinking to myself, well, at least I'm by my car now. Like, I could do this and nobody's going to run. A second later, some guy's like, "Hey, Sal," and I'm like, "Oh, like he saw me doing that." But
did he take a picture?
Yeah, no, he didn't. He just wanted to say what's up and loves the show, whatever, which is great. I like that.
Me too. I enjoy it.
Makes us feel good. And hey, okay, people listen, whatever. So I don't mind that. I love taking pictures.
Our audience,
but BT, it's
I know, I know. We can talk about it. What we can't do is truly relate to it.
So
on that level.
So imagine that times a million to where you can't even. You know, whatever, pick a Eminem. I remember him talking about this famous, like, you can't do anything without, like, it's got to be, feel restrictive to feel like you can't escape.
Now, the good thing is there's a way to escape that more, like, you want to play golf, you could join the most exclusive country club where other people's titans of industry, they might look at you differently than a Met fan or a Yankee fan who's, like, in complete awe. You'd mix in more. Listen, you know the answer. What is my favorite thing to do in life?
You sit back by the fire pit.
No.
Smell the arborvitae.
Coaching.
Coaching,
right?
Oh, now I thought that was second.
Well, the arborvitae.
Come on, you love the arborvitae in the fire pit.
I do, but I love coaching more. You know that. Yeah. It's close, though. And I personally love it, like especially when parents of the opposing team, especially where I sit at stand at third base, and the visiting area at our home field is by third base. So, you know, I'm friendly even, and I talk to people, and I do enjoy that. But imagine being Gerrit Cole right now, who is not playing for the Yankees because he's hurt. you know, I might have three, four, five dads say, hey, Nick's going to win tonight, which I love, versus Garrett Cole going to watch his son play ball and him getting asked about the Yankees. Like, to your point, you can't seclude yourself enough to make it palatable. You either deal with it or you are so turned off by it, you don't go. There's no in between.
It's a part of their life that people, I think, just don't either understand or don't feel bad for them or don't care. Like, oh, yeah, you're making your millions. What's the big deal? But to that level of fame, when you get to that level and you can't go anywhere in the world.
It's a trade-off. It's definitely a trade-off.
And it's one that I would not be willing to make myself.
I hear you. I'm more with you than not, but I'll meet you somewhere in the middle. I mean, I'll be a little less famous than Aaron Judge, and I'll take a little less money than he's got, and I'll be happy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.